Hey guys, James Johnson here. So in this video, we're going to go through a quick demo of walkscore.com. And if it's your first time on the site or you've never heard of it before, what walkscore does, it assigns a 0 to 100 score for every property and every neighborhood, slash city, based upon its walkability. So how they determine the walkability is, how close is the grocery store? How close are other amenities that tenants would want to use? How close is public transportation, etc.? And that's important because it's especially in properties that are near the city, because a lot of residents may not have cars. So this site, they're going to it and they want to see what the walk score is and how, centrally located your property is. So it's very, the site gets a lot of traffic, a lot of prospective tenants come here. So if it's important to them, it's got to be important to you. And you could also advertise and market your properties on WalkScore. So I'm going to give you a quick overview of it, and then I'll also show you how to do that. So as you could see, I'm just on the main page right now, walkscore.com. And then we will do Sarasota, Florida, a little demo of that. So right off the bat, so you could see Sarasota has a walk score of 52 and a transit score of 34. So these are both in line with kind of the average. I mean, it does do the whole city, so that's why, brings the score down a little bit. But, so I'll show you how to click on the map and zoom in more, but here's a quick demo of the other features. So it'll show you the areas where it's more walkable than others. You could also see that this is where you would market and advertise your properties. You could also do, just dog friendly or just single family houses or only ones that are on the top floor or furnished, etc. So you can just imagine, you got to put yourself in the tenant's shoes when you're going through this. You could see the top neighborhoods with the highest walk score, where the majority of the restaurants and bars are at. And then a transit map, and there's a bunch more features, but these are the most prominent ones. So we'll scroll back up to here, and then I'll show you guys how to use this. Alright, so once you're in here, it's going to pull up a map of the area, and you're able to, scroll around and see all the properties. So, clearly, if your property's listed on here, people are going to see it, and they're going to be clicking. But you're able to click on any given one, and it'll show you the walk score. So this is a 91, which is good. Transit score of 50. This is right near the downtown area, though. So you could see how properties in here. This one is a 52, 97, 85. So you could see how these are going to have a higher walk score than just, say, a property out here that has a 15, or even something over here that only has a 7. And there's nothing wrong with these units, it's just that they're not as walkable, so they're more car dependent. So if a tenant was, moving to the area and doesn't have a car, they're going to want to be more in this green area compared to somewhere out here that might only have a score in the 20s. So that's it's pretty self-explanatory. You could, like I said, put yourselves in the tenant's shoes and just imagine that you were looking for a prospective place to live, how you're going to click, what you're going to scroll around and look at. And this is really just based upon the walkability. But it's, the site gets a lot of traffic and people are using it. So that's why it's important to know how you can market on here. So I'll show you guys how to do that. So let's just, okay, so we'll click here. This property has the full address. So we'll just say that you own this property as an example and use this. So just say you want to, you have a vacancy, you want to rent it out. So what you would do is on the main page, you'd scroll down to where it says professional and then go to badges. Then once you're in badges, what you're able to do is put in your property's address. So here's that one that I had copy and paste on. And then it'll give you this badge that has the walk score, the transit score, and it says a walker's paradise with your address right there. So this would be helpful for adding to your website where you list your rentals, or posting in your social media where you list your rentals, anywhere where you're advertising. this badge is something that, you know, tenants, that they're going to recognize and they're going to look for that. So that's why it's quick and easy, and you can just copy and paste this right out of here. And if you're advertising on Craigslist, it's a little bit different, just because Craigslist doesn't really allow you to be posting the badges like that. But you put your address in, and then right here, you can just copy and paste this. Walk score 94, Walker's Paradise. And then people could click this link directly through Craigslist, and it would bring them right to your walkscore.com listing. So it's very quick and easy to do. Another little interesting feature is if you were to have maybe a few properties in the same neighborhood, and on your website or your social media, you wanted to, you know, advertise the neighborhood as a whole, how, you know, you have several things in there, it's a good neighborhood, you could actually search by the neighborhood. So here is an example. They've done the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Obviously, it has a 95. But you could do this for your specific submarket, and it'll list it as, you know, if it's a Walker's Paradise or whatever the rating is. And you could just take this whole thing and copy and paste it right onto your site or onto wherever you're advertising. So you could obviously, you know, do the specific property or the whole neighborhood. So you could really, you know, get some good marketing out of here for free. And I mean, that's a pretty basic demo of WalkScore. Like I said, you can market and advertise, and you could also, you know, it's great when you're preliminary evaluating a market or a specific property. Tenants are on here, guys, so definitely become familiar with it and check it out. All right, thank you, and I will see you on the next video.